The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Studies of the life and times of Chester A. Riley, we have seen our hero as worker, philosopher, and child psychologist. This evening, our curtain rises to reveal Riley, the socially conscious citizen, expressing his profound views on the subject of neighborhood betterment.
That's a lot of bulk. Neighborhood betterment. Do I have to go to the meeting tonight, Peg?
You promised, Dr. Martin, and it's about time you took an interest in some community activity.
Oh, it's a waste of time. Do I have to go, Peg? Do I?
I don't understand you. Don't you want to improve this neighborhood?
No.
Now, how can you say that?
Oh, I'm no fool. I can just see myself working like a dog, improving the neighborhood. And it gets better and better and better. And the first thing you know, I ain't good enough to live in it, and they kick me out. They ain't gonna trap me.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Yeah, well, look what happened to us when we lived in North Hollywood. I slaved away on that community entertainment committee. Fat lot of thanks I ever got.
Well, what did you expect? They asked you to get some entertainment for the old men's home. And who do you bring there? Bubbles Latour and her burlesque bombshell.
Yeah, well, the old guys loved it. It was a tonic for them. When Bubbles stepped out on that stage, all those old men jumped up and threw their canes away.
Yes, then they all fell down.
Why drag in North Hollywood? I'm talking about this neighborhood.
Well, so am I. And the least you can do is try to better it for your children's sake.
Don't you worry about my children. Worry about your own children. I mean, our kids are okay. They don't need improving.
Now, listen, Riley. You promised Dr. Martin that you'd attend...
That's so loud. You wake Junior. The little darling is...
Junior's still out.
Out? Why, it's a little hopo. I told him to be in bed at 8:30. He's got an exam tomorrow. No kid of mine is going to roam the streets till all hours of the...
Hi, I made it. It's only 8:30.
It's 8:32. You're late.
Oh, gee, I'm only 2 minutes late, Pop.
Yeah, sure. Tonight it's 2 minutes. Next time it's 2 hours. Pretty soon you'll stay it out all night. You'll wind up a bum.
Oh, Riley.
Yeah, well, don't laugh. If there's one thing I know, it's how to wind up as a bum. Where were you?
Well, I was just loafing on the corner with the fellas and...
What fellas?
Well, the gang.
The gang. Now, you hear that, Peg? Our own son, a gangster.
He is not. Now, calm down.
Here, this neighborhood is making a juvenile delinquent out of your own son, and all you can say is calm down.
Well, don't stand there yelling about it. If you want to improve the neighborhood, go to the meeting and do some yelling there.
I will, and don't you try to stop me. My head's made up.
And now, if there is no further business before the Neighborhood Betterment League, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Dr. Martin.
The chair recognizes Mr. Riley.
Thank you. I recognize the chair. I've got something to say. Do the members of this organization realize that this neighborhood ain't fit to bring kids up in? Do you realize our kids are going around in gangs like gangsters? All day they're loafing on corners like loafers. Every night they're roaming the streets like Romans.
Mr. Riley...
This neighborhood is making juvenile delinquents out of our kids. And it's time we did something about it. We've got to get the kids off the street.
Mr. Riley, your concern is very natural, but our Committee on Juvenile Activities has found, I'm happy to report, that our particular community is absolutely free of delinquency.
The committee is cockeyed. I tell you, the kids around here...
Now, Mr. Riley, the committee consisted of some of our leading citizens. Their report found no evidence of any juvenile delinquency.
Well, they must have been bought off. Those kids are loaded with dough. Now, wait a minute, Star. You can't shut me up. I can talk. I ain't home, you know. And I tell you, I'm positive that there's plenty of...
Mr. Riley, it's getting late. Would you like to head a committee and bring in a report for our next meeting?
I accept the honor. Who'd like to be on my committee? Just raise your hand. Nobody want to be on my committee? I'll take anybody. Okay. If that's your attitude, I'll be a committee of one. And I'll bring in a report, and it'll be unanimous. You see, Peg, I'm going to watch that boy of ours, every suspicious move he makes.
Oh, Riley, will you settle down? Our son is not a juvenile delinquent.
Well, he will be when I get through with him. I mean, you're too easygoing, Peg.
Junior's a good boy, and his friends are good boys.
Oh, you talk just like those guys at the meeting.
Well, they're right. After all, the people on the committee were experts, and their report
showed... That's right. Take their side against mine. They're experts. I'm just a nobody.
I didn't say that.
I'm uneducated.
I didn't say that.
I'm just a big dope. Aha, I got you there.
Drop the whole subject.
Now, I'm going to have my own investigation. I'm going to find out what Junior does with every single minute of his time.
I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I bet you can't tell me where he is this minute. Go on, Smarty Pants. Where is he? Tell me. Where is he? Where is he?
There he is, across the street, sitting on Herbie Wenger's front porch.
Huh. Some kid. He's only happy when he double-crosses his father.
Now, dear, why don't you admit you're all wrong about this?
Well...
Oh, come on, Riley.
Well, yeah, I guess I am acting kind of silly, Dumpling. Here I've been trying to make out Junior's hanging out with hoodlums, and all the time he's sitting across from our house playing with his little friends. Look at those sweet kids. After all, what's the harm in a bunch of kids playing cards? Cards? They're playing cards. Our Junior is gambling.
Oh, no! Riley, where are you going?
You go on home, Peg. I'll handle this alone. I'll show that committee of experts. Will their faces be red when I prove that my own son is a juvenile delinquent?
Okay, now, abracadabra, moolah, ooka, dooka, and here's the card you picked. That 10 of diamonds.
Gee, that's a small trick. How'd you do it, Junior?
Well, anybody can do it. That's in my set. You get him in the magic store, 20 cents.
What'd you tell him for, Egbert? You're always blabbing.
Oh, no wonder you can do all those card tricks.
Hey, look, there's your father, Junior.
Oh, hi there, Pop. I'll just show him the gang cards. Huh?
Gambling in the street.
Oh, no.
I seen you.
Well, I was just doing a few tricks.
Likely story. I'm surprised at you, Junior. When a Riley gets caught doing something crooked, he admits it because he's honest. But, now look, fellas. Don't you know that gambling is only for suckers? It never pays. It can't pay.
Oh, we were just having some fun.
Well, sure. That's how every gambler starts, for fun. Then he starts doing it for money. He loses a little. So he gambles more to win back. He loses more. Soon it's in his blood. He can't stop. His wife and children are starving at home, but he don't care. He keeps on gambling. I'm appealing to you. Give up this gambling, boys. Go home to your wife and children.
But Mr. Riley, I haven't any children.
I'm talking about gambling.
Pop, we weren't gambling.
Stubborn, huh? You won't listen to reason. Okay, I'll prove it to you.
Oh, what are you doing, Mr. Riley?
Oh, don't be so innocent. You know what I'm doing. I'm dealing poker. Now, get your money out.
I haven't got any money.
Oh, well, I'll lend you some money. Here.
I don't know how to play poker.
I'll teach you. Now, I'll prove to you kids that you can't win when you're up against a smart operator. Now, I'll open the pot for a dime. Now, come on, play. You staying, Junior?
Well, yeah, okay.
I'll put in a dime.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in too. Here's my dime.
All right. Now, how many cards do you want, Junior?
Four. Hey, this is fun.
It won't be fun when you lose. I've seen homes wrecked by gambling.
Well, I'll take two, please.
Two.
Three.
Three. Okay. I'll stand pat. You kids are suckers. I bet a quarter. You better drop out.
I'll raise your quarter, Pop, if you'll lend me a quarter.
Well, sure, here. Falling right into my trap. Well, I'll see you the quarter, Junior. I won't raise even though I got a pair of jacks. I bluffed you. It's a shame to take your dog.
Pop, take your hand off that money. I got four aces. Come on, fellas. I'll treat you all to sodas.
Wait a minute. You can't quit when I'm losing. One more deal.
Well, no, I don't want to play anymore.
Sit down, Junior. Pick up your car.
Hey, Pop, look.
I mixed them good this time.
Did you see right into the cop?
Tell him to beat it. We don't want no kibbles. Hey, Pop! The keys in the car!
To be ashamed of yourself, Riley. What do people say? Just listen to this, Pop. When booked at Central Police Station...
Put that paper down, Peg. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Riley defended himself as a civic reformer and asserted the reason he was playing poker with three children was his passion for stamping out juvenile delinquency.
I ain't listening.
However, the marked card found in his possession led the police to suspect he was fleecing the three boys.
I wasn't fleecing them. They were fleecing me. I'll sue those pups. Third degree, that's what it was. And your son over there. Fine, loyal type he turned out to be. He answered everything the police asked him.
Oh, gee, they kept asking questions.
Don't let them ask. It's time you learned that we've got a code in the underworld. No squealing.
Oh, stop blaming Junior. If you let those boys alone,
told you we weren't gambling.
I don't want to hear no more of your alibis, Junior. This is what comes from letting kids roam the streets in the dead of night.
Oh, it was only 8:00. Now stop all this.
Stop? I ain't even started. I'm going to get those kids off the street at night. You'll see.
Riley, you've got to stop interfering. This is none of your business.
It is so. You're forgetting that I happen to be the official committee on juvenile delinquency in this neighborhood. And I'm cleaning those kids off the street if I have to become a street cleaner.
And just how do you propose to do it? Have a curfew?
A what?
A curfew. That's what they used in the old days to get people off the street.
Oh, from the old days, huh? Well, that's it. If a curfew can get those kids off the street, I'm going right down to Stefanati's antique shop.
What for?
I'm going to get the best secondhand curfew that money can buy.
And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Oh, Riley, you can't be serious about this.
I certainly am. What do you think I bought this curfew for? Listen, it works great. That's a real good curfew.
It's a cowbell.
It is not a cowbell. Anyway, it'll do the trick. I'm going to march through the neighborhood every night at 9:00. I read in the library how the town crier did it in the olden days.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Night after night, the kids are going to hear the bell. And they'll follow me home. Like in that fairy tale, I'll be the pie-eyed piper.
I won't let you do it, do you hear?
I know my duty. It's no use arguing. Lots of times before you said you wouldn't let me do things. And look what happened.
You didn't do them.
Well, you used to trick me. You'd kiss me and I'd weaken, and then you'd kiss me again and I'd forget all about it. Now when you kiss me, well, I'm a little older. It's no novelty.
Well, of course.
I'm sure you're getting excited, Peg. I'm ringing that curfew tonight.
You're not. I don't want people to find out I'm married to a lunatic.
Stop worrying. If they haven't found it out by now, they never will. You're mixing me all up, Peg. Now, excuse me. I'm going to take a little nap. I've got a hard night's work ahead of me.
But, Riley...
Wake me up at 9:00 sharp.
Riley,
I'm trying to take a nap.
Oh, all right.
Are you going out, Mom?
Oh, yes, dear. I found Stowe and Mrs. Anderson tonight. Listen, Junior.
What's up, Mom?
I don't want your father to hear. He's taking a nap in there and expects me to wake him at 9 so he can ring that silly curfew.
Oh, brother.
Now, you let him sleep. Once he dozes off, he's liable to sleep right through the night in that chair. So don't make any noise.
Oh, don't worry, Mommy. Leave it to me. Curfew shall not ring tonight. Is that you, Mom?
In here. What are you doing out of bed? It's after midnight.
I woke up. I thought there was an earthquake.
Earthquake?
Yeah, but it was only Pop snoring. Listen.
Oh, then he didn't wake up, huh?
Yeah.
Good. Tomorrow I'll talk him out of this curfew business. Look at him. He's sitting there with that silly bell in his hand. Oh, well, I better get him to bed. Riley. Riley, wake up.
Well, what's the matter? What time is it?
Well, it's late, dear. It's time to...
Curfew. Oh, thanks for waking me. Where's my bell?
But, Riley, stop. Wait a minute.
I can't stop now. I'll see you later.
Come back here.
Curfew. In bed. Curfew!
What's going on down here?
Curfew!
What? Hey, pipe down. Cut out the noise.
Well, it's curfew.
Hey, who's making all that noise down there with that bell?
Curfew!
Tell you? Go home, you junk.
Put down that paper. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Look at that headline. Paul Revere Riley rides without a horse.
Arrest an innocent citizen. I'm through paying taxes.
Just listen to this. We had to release him, asserted Police Chief Lou Schneider. We wouldn't have enough jails if we had to lock up every crackpot.
Crackpots, huh? I'm suing them for libel. They've got no proof.
Believe me, dear, they've got all the proof they need.
So you're against me, too?
Oh, no, I'm not. But after
you
all...
I think a guy's own wife would stick by him. After the kind of a husband I've been, too. Well, I'm through.
Charlie, wait. Where are you going?
I'm leaving. And I ain't never coming back. Never. Goodbye. What time is supper, Peg? Oh, what a mess. I try to straighten people out and everybody laughs.
Nobody laughs when I do it.
Who's that?
It is I. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking... going my way.
Oh, Digger, I've gotten an awful mess. You heard about me and my bell.
Yes, I heard about it. Of course, the papers must have exaggerated.
No, I woke up the whole neighborhood.
That's not true. Nobody stirred down at my place.
I didn't mean any harm. I just wanted to clean up this juvenile delinquency around here.
Well, I'm an old hand at this civic reform. Years ago, the small town I lived in was overrun with horrible vice. It was wide open.
What happened?
I ran for mayor on the reform ticket. My campaign slogan was, "Elect Digby O'Dell. He'll put the lid on."
Well, did you win?
No. Try as I might, I couldn't dig up enough voters. Oh, what a landslide. Riley, you're not the type to meddle in these matters. Your approach was too drastic.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Ah, foolish you. As usual, rushing heedlessly pell-mell toward disaster. You remind me of a daredevil pilot friend of mine, John Brown, whose epitaph now reads, Here lies John Brown, who flew his plane a bare 6 feet above the terrain. But alas and alack for reckless John Brown, he was 6 feet up, now he's 6 feet down.
Well, I did the best I knew how. Everybody swore at me. I tried to explain, but I can't open their eyes.
Who can? Sometimes a gentle approach is more effective. Now take my advice, Riley. Go to the boys. Win their confidence. Become their friends. That's the way to reform them.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's the best way. I'll be their pal. Oh, Digger, you made me feel 100% better. From now on, whenever I need a lift, you're going to be the first person I go to.
Same. I'm usually the last person people go to. Oh, well. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
None around the sodas for the boys, Joe. Make them double.
Oh, Mrs. Island, gee, it just swore you to treat us like this.
You're okay, Pop. All the guys in the neighborhood are here.
Oh, it's nothing, boys.
Really terrific.
But as long as we're all here, I'd like to tell you a little story. Story about what the streets can do to a boy. A boy who almost went bad, but in the end went good. I am that boy. The story begins.
Well, stall, Mr. Riley. I gotta go.
Well, no, wait a minute. No, fellas, don't stall. Hey, Joe, another round of sodas for the gang.
Oh, no, thanks, Mr. Riley. I've had 5 sodas already. I had 6.
Had 7, a round number. Well, kids, as I grew up, I was absolutely no good. Always loafing around the streets. I was a real tramp, hanging around pool rooms, shooting dice, playing horses and women. Well, by that time, I was 8 years old. 16 more sodas, Joe. Come on. Oh, Peg, you should have been there. It worked like a charm. I got those kids reformed 100%.
That's fine, dear.
Yeah, I made up this phony story about my life, see? And I explained how I wanted to keep them off the streets. And they was with me to the last little man. And it was love that done it.
Love and ice cream sodas. $8 worth.
Yeah, and it was worth every penny. I'll show you. Look out in the street. Not a kid in sight.
What? But that's right.
Yeah, and it's only 5:30, too.
But that's very strange. Usually they're all out playing at this time. But maybe you did convince them about more studying.
Well, that's what I've been telling you.
Hey there, Riley.
Hey, look, it's Dr. Martin.
Come here, Doc.
He's the chairman of the Betterment League. He tried to shut me up at the meeting.
Now, you take it easy.
Doc.
Good evening, Mr.
You're just the guy I want to see, Doc. You're the one who said there's nothing I could do about juvenile delinquency around here. Well, take a good look around you. Not a kid on the street. They're all home. And I'm the one who's responsible. You can't deny that.
No, I can't.
Yes, sir. I done it. And you know how I done it?
I certainly do. I've just treated 16 boys in this neighborhood for acute gastritis. Ice cream soda poisoning. And their parents insist that you pay the bill for my services. Here, $48.
What a revolting development this is.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment.
Well, see you later, Peg.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Well, there's another meeting of the Betterment League tonight.
And you're going?
Well, certainly. I got lots of ideas. I won't
go. Don't go. There's a good movie at the BC.
But, Peg, last week you said I should.
Oh, I see. You ain't got no confidence in me. You're afraid I'll make trouble again. You don't think I'm any good.
Oh, no, dear. It isn't that. It's just that, well, those men there really don't understand you.
You see, you're so much smarter than they are.
Oh, Dumplin', you're so right. What's playing at the movies tonight?
Week to hear the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. The life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Bracker.